Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Hey, and we are 9 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We are knee deep in the middle of a sugya that's discussing laws of Tumah V'Tahira. So the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph discussed somebody that shechts a behema of Chulin V'lo Yotza Mehen Dam, and he did a very clean job. No blood came out. Said the Mishnah Shechitasek Sheira. Number one, it doesn't disqualify the Shechita. Number two, he'd be able to eat the meat of this animal even if his hands are tame. The reason is because in order for meat to become tame, it has to first be huchshur lekabel tuma, which means it first has to become wet or moist via some liquid. Being that no dam came out, the basar can't become tame. Thus, the fact that this person's hands are tame would not have any impact on his ability to be able to eat the meat. And the Gemara asked the Kasha that who cares whether the blood came out, whether the meat became huchshur lekabel tumah. If we're dealing with a sheichet whose hands are tameh, stam yodayim asheni latumah. We're learning Masechtas Chulin, which means that the animal in question is an animal that's chulin. If chulin touches asheni latumah, it does not become tameh. Ordinarily, if something touches a dover tameh, it too becomes tameh. But there's a gvul. There's a avatoma, a rishin latoma, sheni latoma, shlishi latoma, and then a revi latoma. You don't go past a revi latoma. But within the worlds of rishin, sheni, shlishi, and revi, chulin can't go past sheni. So chulin can become a rishin latoma or a sheni latoma. It can't be a shlishi latoma. Truma or kachim can become a shlishi latoma. Additionally, even truma can't become a revi latoma. Only kachim, only kodesh, can become a revi latoma. But as it relates to the Gemara's kasha, being that we're dealing a shleichet whose hands are tame, stam yadayim a sheni latoma, the behemah in question is chulin. Chulin that touches a sheni latoma does not become a shlishi latoma. So what's this issue in the Mishnah? Nechalim be yadayim esua vois, or it can't be eaten with yadayim esua vois. Lechura, being that with dealing on the shlishi l'tumah level, chulin anyways can't become a shlishi l'tumah. And the Gemara gave 3 terutzim. Yesterday's daf centered around the 3rd teretz, which is that we're not dealing with ordinary chulin, but rather hacha b'mayaskinon b'chulin shenaso al teretz hakodesh. We're dealing with somebody who took upon himself a chumrah that he's going to treat all the chulin in his house as if it's kodesh. And we saw a chiddush, and that is that if a person makes such a kabbalah, his chumrah, his kabbalah becomes a reality. On a rabbanah level, he now has to treat his chulin as if it was in fact kachim. Thus, we're dealing not with ordinary chulin. Chulin shenasu atayrus hakodesh, just like kodesh has shlishi latoma, the chulin in our mishnah would have shlishi latoma as well. But then the Gemara said, Amar Rab Elazar, Amar Rav Oishiya, and Ula said the same thing that he heard from his chaver, which the Gemara clarified was Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that this 3rd beer in the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua. Because we have a Rabbi Yeshua tucked away who holds that there's no such thing as Chulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh. And that began a whole digression in the Gemara. Whether in fact Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's an institution of Chulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh, or there's no institution of Chulin Shenasu Al Tayrus HaKodesh. What was the context? The context was somebody that's tahar eats a davar tame. So the halacha is he becomes tame. There's a machlokes, however, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what level of tumah he gets. Rabbi Eliezer says, you become the level of tumah that you ate. So if you eat a rishon latoma, you become a rishon latoma. You eat a sheni, you become a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. Rabbi Shua says it's way more complicated. If you eat a rishon latoma, you become a sheni latoma. If you eat a sheni latoma, you become a sheni latoma. If you eat a shlishi latoma, you become a sheni latoma with regards to kachin. Said Rabbi Yeshua, when I said that if you eat a shlishi latoma, you become a sheni with regards to kachim, I'm not talking about a regular shlishi latoma. Because a regular shlishi latoma would mean that you ate either truma or kachim. I'm not discussing someone that eats real truma and kachim. Atu bereshi, askinan, that's not what I'm talking about. But rather, I'm talking about if somebody would eat chulin shenasa al tayrus ha-truma, that is now a shlishi latoma. The halacha is he would become a sheni lekodesh. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, when he discussed his case of someone eating a shlishi latoma, he didn't want it to be discussing someone that ate real truma or kachim. So he said, "Hacha b'mayaskin where he ate chulin. If it's chulin, it can't be a shlishi latoma. No, it's chulin shenaso al tayrus hatruma. Meaning, just like there's an idea of chulin shenaso al tayrus hakodesh, there's also an idea of chulin shenaso al tayrus hatruma. You take upon yourself that you're going to observe, you're going to watch your chulin as if it's truma. You could do that." And your chulin will now take on halachas as if it's truma. For example, it could become a shlishi latoma. But Rabbi Yeshua seemed to have been very precise in the oikimta that he chose. He said chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma, not chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Why didn't he say chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh? Presumably because he holds no such thing as chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Thus, if our Mishnah is discussing chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh, and the Gemara said the Mishnah can't be talking about chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma because the behema can never take on the halachas of truma because there's no truma by a behema. So the Mishnah has to be talking but chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. You see from Rabbi Yeshua that there's no such thing as chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Thus, this third pshat in the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. Stating that, the Gemara brought a whole list of Amirah, Reb Zeira, Reb Asi, Reb Yochanan, trait Amirah, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, who all said not that way. Then when Rabbi Yeshua said chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma, he didn't mean as opposed to chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. Lo mi bayaka amar. Rabbi Yeshua thought it was a big chiddush that there's something called chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma, because kodesh is more chomer. So if somebody wants to watch his chulin like kodesh, because of the chaymer of Kodesh, we would allow his chulin to take on the status of Kodesh. And when Rabbi Yeshua said chulin shenas al tayrus hatruma, he meant there's also something called chulin shenas al tayrus hakodesh. As a result, the third teretz of the Gemara could stim even aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. That's the first part of the introduction, or the first part of the recap of yesterday's daf. The second part, which segues into today's daf, is that the Gemara had brought a very detailed exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in terms of why Rabbi Eliezer held what he held. That means that if you eat a rishon, you're a rishon, sheni, sheni, shlishi, shlishi. And why Rabbi Yeshua held what he held? If you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. Eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Eat a shlishi, you become a sheni l'kodesh. And specifically, the punchline that was negated yesterday's daf and today's daf was Rabbi Eliezer's taina to Rabbi Yeshua with regards to the third thing Rabbi Yeshua said. That if you eat a shlishi l'toma, you become a sheni l'kodesh. And Rabbi Eliezer said, that makes no sense. Usually, if somebody comes in contact with Tumah, the Tumah gets diluted as it travels. So you go a lesser madriga. If something touches a Rishi, it becomes a Sheni. You touch a Sheni, you become a Shlishi. You touch a Shlishi, you become a Revi. Over here, it's going in the reverse. You ate a Shlishi, and you become a Sheni. Said Rabbi Eliezer, I can't understand it. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yeshua, the way Rabbi Bar Bachana his nusach in Rabbi Yeshua was that hocha b'maya skinon, the beer in that halacha is based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga, where the Mishnah says big day oichle truma medras l'kodesh, and that is that the madrega, the level of shmira that a person has to have for his kachem, is much higher than the level of shmira that he has to have for his truma. So much so that if somebody was watching food in his house and he did it thinking that he was watching truma, and then he found out afterwards that it was really kachem, it's considered einoy shomer with regards to kachem. Shmira with regards to truma is considered einoy shomer with regards to kachem. So said Rabbi Yeshua, you know what the beer in my halachas is? Very, very simple. Because we're dealing with chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma. If we're dealing with chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma, it was shomer with regards to truma. Something that shomer with regards to truma is einoy shomer with regards to kachem. If that's the case as it relates to kachem, I have to assume that it's real tumah. What could it be? A rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, a revi. Mamadav shach says Rabbi Yeshua, if you eat a rishon l'toma, you become a sheni. That's the first part of Rabbi Yeshua. If you eat a sheni l'toma, you become a sheni. So it's for that reason you end up being a sheni l'kodesh. You know why you're a sheni l'kodesh? How do you go from a shlishi to a sheni? You're right. If we can establish you're a shlishi, there's no way by eating a shlishi you're going to become a sheni. The point is you're only a shlishi with regards to truma. But we suspect that maybe you're even a rishon with regards to kachem, because the shmira with regards to truma is einei shomer regarding kachem. So what do you have to do? Assume the worst. What's the worst? Maybe it's a rishon l'toma. Can't be worse than a rishon l'toma. So maybe it's a rishon. If you eat a rishon l'toma, what's Rabbi Yeshua saying? You become a sheni. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said, you become a sheni. That's all if you learn that Rabbi Yeshua is discussing chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma. But what about according to the other Amirah? What about according to Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai? That said Rabbi Yeshua wasn't dafka talking about chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma, but he was discussing chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh as well. So what's the halacha there? If I'm eating chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, that means it was being washed al tayrus hakodesh. So I ate a shlishi, why do I become a sheni? If I ate truma, or I ate chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma, it was never shomer regarding kachem. But here it was shomer. So the teretz is, and this is the way the Prima Gadim explains it in his Reish Yosef, he says, you have to say that there's a difference in levels of shmira with regards to chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh and kachem gufa. You're right, it was shomer for chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, but that's still einoy shomer. Big day, chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh is medrash for real kodesh. It's still not the same. And as a result, you're still viewed as a sheni with regards to kachim. Either way, that was the second part of the introduction that we need for today's after. The third thing was, Rabbi Yeshua discussed that if you eat a shlishi l'tumi, you become a sheni l'kodesh. What about with regards to truma? What's my halacha now? If somebody eats a shlishi, chulin shenasu al tayrus hatruma, or chulin shenasu al tayrus hakodesh, the two pshatim in that mayram and daf lamidal, how does it relate to truma? Could this What's the context there? So the halacha is, as it relates to truma, the Gemara said he's not allowed to eat truma. That's the halacha. He's not allowed, he could touch truma, and if he touches truma, nothing happens. But at the same time, he would not be allowed to eat truma. With that introduction, zok de Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamei, Rabbi Nachman, V'yosef, V'kamar, Ha'ichel shlishi shal chulin. If somebody eats a shlishi shal chulin, shenasu al tairis ha-kodesh. So he ate a shlishi of chulin shenasu al tairis ha-kodesh. Not al tairis ha-truma, every word matters. But rather al tairis ha-kodesh. The halach is tar lecho b'kodesh. He's going to be allowed to eat kodesh moving forward. And the reason is, she'en lecha davar, she'oisi revi ba'kodesh, ela kodesh mekodesh levan. He said, unbelievable kodesh. Even though we know that kachim could become even a revi l'toma, chulin can go up until sheni, truma can go up until shlishi, but kodesh could even go to revi. Said Rav Yitzchak that the only time kachim becomes revi'i is if it's kodesh mekodesh. Rashi says it has kedushas aguf. It's like chalus toida. It's a mincha. It's basar of a carbon. It has to be real kodesh. But something that's hektish, but it only had kedushas peh, it was never neskadish beguf. This is Vachem and Menachos 101. That type of kachim can't become a revi'i l'tumah. Rashi says the reason is because the whole idea of a revi'i l'tumah with regards to kodesh is a din d'rabbanan. And being that it's a din d'rabbanan, the rabbanan will masakin it only for kodesh mekodesh, only for something that has kedushas aguf. Rashi says that don't be confused by sugis and the masachtes chagiga, which would seem to imply that revi'i l'tumah is midei reis, so psukim and kalvachaymers. Rashi says that whole sugi over there is only midirabana. It's only an asmach debama. Tosfos, long Tosfos here argues. But either way, it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right here, whether revi'i l'tumah is midei reis, midirabana. We're of course going to learn the Gemara with Rashi Shita, that revi'i l'tumah is only a din derabana. As a result, the rabana were masakin it only by kodesh mekodesh. And it's for that reason, said Rabbi Yitzchak, if someone would eat chulin shenaso al tairis hakodesh, that was a shlishi l'tumah, it would have no implications, meaning he'd be allowed to eat kachem moving forward. What would have been the hava, meaning he's not allowed to eat kachem moving forward? Because if you ate this shlishi, maybe on some level, you now have the halacha of a kachem that's a shlishi l'tumah that could be metama revi. How would it impact you? At the very least, I shouldn't be able to eat kachem. Says Rav Yitzchak that there's no such halacha. Because the only time real kachem could make a revi is if it's kodesh mekodesh. Kal v'chomer then, chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, certainly would not be oiser revi. And if it's not oiser revi, this is the punchline, then there should be no halacha that if you consume this type of kachem, or chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh, that there should be an issa for you to go ahead and eat vayta masa Rami bar Chama. But Rami bar Chama asked the bam kasha shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Isheni l'kodesh." If somebody eats shlishi, he becomes a sheni with regards to kach. The ain sheni l'truma. And what did Rabbi Yeshua say? What kind of shlishi is he talking about? Chulin shenasu al tairis truma. What's the kasha? Amai halav kodesh mekodeshu l'chayra. You see from Yeshua, that even if you eat a chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma of a shlisha, you become tamei, and it has implications moving forward. So how could you tell me that even kodesh, the only time that shlishi can do anything, the only time it can move forward, the only time it can be oiser revi, the only time it can say that if you eat it, I'm not allowed to eat kachem moving forward, as if it's kodesh makudesh. Rabbi Yeshua said that even chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma makes you tamei if you eat it. So you're going to tell me if I eat chulin shenasu al tairis hakodesh shlishi, I'm allowed to eat kachem moving forward, yet if I eat chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma shlishi, I even become a sheni. And for the Gemara, what's the answer? Yesterday's daf. On Malay, and the introduction, hanach l'truma. No, you're making a big mistake. Shetaroso tumah hi yetzal hakodesh. Avadot shlishi cannot be oiser revi bekachim unless it's kodesh mekodesh. The reason why, if you eat chulin shenasu al tairis hatruma, you can't eat kachim, even become a shady lekachim, is because being that it was only al tairis hatruma, it's considered a neshama with regards to kachim. Truma is more chamer than kachim. It is more chamer. Why? Not because it's really intrinsically more chamer. It's intrinsically much less chamer. Chaymer bekodesh mi betruma. That's the name of the third parak of Masechtes Chagiga. Of course, kachim is more chamer, but it's because kachim is more chamer than when something's nasa al tairis hatruma and not al tairis hakodesh, it's becheskes ein neshama with regards to kachem. So the reason why if I eat a shlishi latruma, it moves forward is because as it relates to kachem, I don't
look at myself as being a shlishi. I have to assume that maybe I even ate a rishoy. If I ate a rishoy, I would be a sheni. So I have to assume the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario of eating tumah according to Rav Yeshua as a sheni, that's not that truma is more chamer than kachem. As it relates to kachem, it has to be kodesh mekudesh. The point is that it's enei shamer with regards to tzedek. I mean, not tamra. Okay, so we've mentioned this idea many times. It underpinned yesterday's daf, today's daf, this concept that that even if you watch truma, it's considered any shomer with regards to kachem. So the Gemara says it's the mission that we've spoken at Baal Peh several times. Big day am aretz medrus l'prushin. Big day prushin medrus l'oichle truma. Big day oichle truma medrus l'kodesh. The context over there is discussing a zav or a zava or a nida that they have an ability, a very special type of tumah, that if they sit on something, they lie on something, they ride on something, that thing takes on a special tumah. It's known as tumas medrus. Tumas medrus has a special shulchan aruch in the laws of Tumah. The point is that if somebody takes a pillow, for example, from a family that are Oichle Truma, and he himself is Oichel Kachim, he has to assume that maybe the pillow that he's taking is Tomei Tumas Medrash. He borrows a chair, he has to assume that maybe the chair is Tomei Tumas Medrash. What do you mean? This person eats Truma, certainly watches it from Tumas Medrash. He watches it as it relates to Truma, but it's considered Enei Shama with regards to Kachim. So this is where you see this idea, Hanach le Truma, Shetarasa, Tumali, Eitzel HaKodesh. But Amar Rava, Rava told Rav Yitzchak, Medrash is Kamer. I don't agree with your Tushta. It's true you find this idea of Big Day Oichle Truma is Medrash, but you find it in the context of midrasos. You find it in the context of Tumas Medras. Shani midrasos. I think midrasos is different. Shemateshav le mishnah nida. Because how does something become Tumas Medras? If a woman that's in nida sits down on a chair, she sits down on the couch, that couch becomes Tumi Tumas Medras. It's over. In the world of Tumah Vatari, that'd be a very big problem. It would be Tumi Tumas Medras. So that's so shchiach. So I get it that if you're going to borrow a chair from an oichel truma, his wife might be a nida, and as a result, the chair is going to be tameh. And even though they're oichle truma, they for sure watched. But good, big day oichle truma is medrash l'kodesh. As it relates to kachem, it's not going to be a good shmirah. But avu b'peri. But when it comes to peiros, watching peiros from becoming tameh is much easier. You put it on the top shelf, and nobody touches it. You know, the couch you can't put on the top shelf. That's a little bit more complicated. So as a result, said Rava, I don't think Rav Yitzchak, you can prove from that mishnah Masechtas Chagiga that something that's considered shomer for truma is not shomer for kodesh in the context of peiros. You see it in the context of something that's super duper shchiach. But mehichitesi, it's true in something that's like Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Rabbi Yitzchak call? The peirinami yomer. Rabbi Yitzchak obviously held that this halacha is going to be true for peiros as well. So the truth is that there's two ha'aras in pshat that you just have to, at the very least, address before you go weiter. The first thing is, you see from Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha that ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenaso al tairis ha'kodesh tahor lecho b'kodesh. Yet, if someone would eat a shlishi of chulin shenaso al truma, you would be a sheni b'kodesh. What was the difference? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Hanach l'truma shetairis ha'tumi yitzel ha'kodesh. The point is that when it was only chulin shenaso al tairis ha'truma, it's in a shama with regards to kachem, and that's why it could be oisa shlishi l'kachem. But if it was chulin shenaso al tairis ha'kodesh, so it was shama for kachem. Being that it was shama for kachem, it's for that reason you don't look at it as a sheni with regards to kachem. The buck stops there. There's no revit because it's not kodesh makodesh. That is the loike Rav Zera, Rav Asa, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yana on the top of Lamed Aleph Beis. Because what did those Amiram say? Those Amiram said that when Rav Yeshua said his halacha, that if you eat a shlishi bechulin shenas al tayis hatrum, you come a sheni l'kodesh, it was lav dafka chulin shenas al tayis hatrum. It was true for chulin shenas al tayis hatrum as well. And the reason is because being that you're only watching this as chulin shenas al tayis hatrum, but not as real kodesh, it's not on the same level. It's enei shamer with regards to kachem. If that's the case, then somebody that eats shlishi shal chulin shenaso al tairis hakodesh, it's like a shlishi. Certainly not allowed to eat kachem moving forward. And what did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Ha'oichel shlishi shal chulin shenaso al tairis hakodesh tar lechel b'kodesh, because he obviously held that there's no difference between chulin shenaso al tairis hakodesh and kodesh. And even though there's a mishnah that says big day oichle truma medras l'kodesh, that's true from truma to kodesh. But if I have chulin shenaso al tairis hakodesh, or at least that's what I thought it was, and I found out afterwards it was really kodesh, it's considered shomer. Because being that I was watching it as if it was nasa al tairis hakodesh, even though it wasn't the real thing, this is all the spiel, this is all the rehearsal, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we could assume that it's shomer with regards to kodesh. We have yesaidi machloikis amayuron within this complicated sugya, whether shmira for chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh is considered shmira for the real kodesh, or it's not considered shmira for the real kodesh. The second order is that the Gemara said, what's pshana Rav Yitzchak, who's mechalek between shmira for truma, truma for kachim, and the Gemara brought the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga, and everybody jumped on Rav Yitzchak. Rava, midrasa is kamrit, Rami Bar Chama asked the kasha, Masav Rami Bar Chama. We're going to see now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha, Masav Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, a whole bunch of kashas on Rav Yitzchak, as if Rav Yitzchak is the one that's responsible for this tushta. Isn't this Rav Yeshua's halacha? If you remember yesterday's daf, when the Gemara explained the exchange between Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua, the only way to understand Rav Yeshua that you ate a shlishi and you become a sheni is by assuming that even though you ate a shlishi, but it's becheskes ein shomer with regards to kachin, which obviously implies the Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga. So this is not Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak was moisef one chiddush in the sugya, and that is that something that's shomer for chul and shenasu al tairis hakodesh is considered shomer for kachim. That's Rav Yitzchak's whole chiddush in the sugya. As it relates to the core principle that there's levels of shmira between truma and kachim, that I know before Rav Yitzchak, and that I know after it. That's not Rav Yitzchak's chiddush. So why is everybody jumping on Rav Yitzchak? And Rav Yitzchak said, well, I have a Mishnah Masechtas Chagiga. Rava said, Midrasa is kamrit. Don't bring me rayas from Tumas Medras. Was Rabbi Yitzchak's not the one that's responsible for this. He's not the one that made this sushto. This is Rabbi Yeshua 101. It's Tosfos Kasha, and to answer this Kasha, Tosfos is a very important insight that's beyond the scope of what we're doing. Either way, Zokta Gemara Masa, Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti asked the Kasha, Mi'amin Beperi, is this true? Could you say that when it comes to Peiros, something that Shomer for Truma is not considered Shomer for Kacha, meaning you find it by Midrasa, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. The question is, could we apply it to Peri? Could we not apply it to Peri? Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. The background to this Mishnah is that an Amma Aretz was considered an Enoi Nemon back in the day. So an Amma Aretz in Chazal's eyes is not the way the word Amma Aretz is used when translated loosely. But it was a very specific bio that you had to have in order for you to be deemed an Amma Aretz. An Amma Aretz, you weren't allowed to buy Peri from him because we assumed that he wasn't Mafesh Shumas Amayis. One of the halachas was, if an Amma Aretz knocks on a Kayan's door and he says, came to bring you Trumas of Maisus, the Kohen's not even allowed to eat it. The reason is because Tam Aretz wasn't Nizar in Yonei Tumah V'Tayra. You're not allowed to eat Truma that's Tame. So the Kohen has to assume that it might be Tame. What if Am Aretz shows up to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, I want to bring a carbon, and he has Yayin and Shema, and he comes, it's Yontif, and he wants to bring a carbon. So what's the halacha? Chaymer B'Kodesh. So you would assume that if you can't eat his Truma, you certainly can't trust his Kodesh. Stating that, it's a sugya, it's a Mishnah, in Masechtas Chagiga, Bi Yehuda Nemonin Ala Aretz, Al Tairis Yayin L'Nasachem. We used to trust their wine L'Nasachem. Rashi brings it. And the reason is an unbelievable Kiddush. Kidesh Loyoi Kal Echad Hoylei Chobayin Obama L'Atzmai V'Soyrev Par Adum L'Atzmai. Because you know what happened? If you wouldn't take a carbon from Am Aretz, what would Am Aretz say? I want to bring a carbon to Hashem. I want to do something. So they won't take my carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I'll make my own bama, Beis Chanyoy, right? I'm going to go do my own thing. So to prevent the Amma Aretz from being incentivized to come up with his own paraduma, to make his own bama and his own Beis HaMikdash, so we had no choice, but we had to accept our carbon. The question at hand was, where somebody shows up to a kayin and he tells him, I have a barrel of wine, and I want to know most of this wine is truma. There's a little bit of this wine, shani asad lahafrish, Brera, Shani Yasa Lahafish, that's really kachin. So I want to give you most of it. And the little bit that's left over, I'm on my way now to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to bring it as Nesachim on the Mizbeach. So it says the Mishnah, Imam Arifrash, Lilotech Revius, Kaidish Neman. So then the Allah is the Kain's allowed to eat, everything is okay. Why is everything okay? Because we assume that there's a little bit of kachim in here, so the whole thing becomes fine. But the Gemara's kasha is, Luchuri, this case, according to Rav Yitzchak, should be dead on arrival because you have Truma and Kachem together. And something that's Shamur for Truma is not Shamur for Kachem. That means the Truma is Becheskas Einoi Shamur or Becheskas Tumma with regards to the Kachem. So, Lechura, why don't we say, you see that the Truma is not Matama the Kachem. So the Gemara says it's not a Kasha because Tumma Bechiburim Ka'amrit, being that it's all together, Tumma Bechiburim Shani. We don't assume this is an issue. The migu the mehemen hakodesh mehemen ami atchum. That's really the punchline. The migu the mehemen hakodesh mehemen ami atchum. You're right. In theory, this should be a very big problem. In theory, we trust the Am Aretz regarding the kodesh part. We don't trust him regarding the truma part. The truma is now becheskas. And even if you say, "What do you mean?" But he watched it. But truma is always becheskas ein neshama with regards to the kachim, which would mean that the truma should be metama the kachim. But at the end of the day, it boils down to a migu because being that we trust the Am Aretz that the kachim part is not tame, we'll have
have to trust him with regards to the truma part as well. Masav Rav Huna bar Nosson Asheni Shebechu, another kasha metam. If somebody has chulin that sheni l'tumah, it's metama mashka. It makes mashka tumah. What does metama always mean? Metama means it makes the mashkin tumah so that the mashkin can be metama. What's the pshat? How could chulin be metama mashka to make the mashka metama? We had this in yesterday's daf. The chulin makes the mashka a rishon l'tuma. That's the chiddush of tumas mashkin. If it's a rishon l'tuma, then the mashka has an ability to make a sheni l'tuma. Who paisel eich l'truma? What about truma? It can make truma puzzle. It can make it into a shlishi l'tuma, but it can't be metama truma. It can't make truma be metama something else, because truma is not oisir revi. The hashlishi, if you have a shlishi l'tuma, which is truma, it's metama mashka Kodesh, it can make mashka of kachem, even a rishon l'toma, upaisaloichli kodesh. But it can make food of kodesh, not tame, where it could be metama again, but only pasal. It can make a revil l'toma, but it doesn't go past revil l'toma. And this is bechulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh. And this is even true for chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh. What do you see from here? You see that chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh could make a reveal the tumah. If that's the case, it's mefurish for like Rav Yitzchak. Till now was a machlokes amira. Till now was Rav Zeira, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yanai. On the one hand, you had Rav Yitzchak. On the other hand, but what did Rav Yitzchak say very clearly? Rav Yitzchak said that chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh can't make a reveal because even kachem itself could only make a reveal where it's kodesh mekodesh. So chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh certainly doesn't have the ability to make a reveal. Problem is, Masav Rav Huna bar Nosson, on the Amiram level, everybody could argue with everybody. But here it's a Braisa, and it's a Mefurish Braisa, that Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a Braisa, the Loiker of Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak and Amir doesn't have a right to argue with the Braisa, but really it's a Machloikis Tanom. Tanoihi, the Tanya Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaKodesh. If you have Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaKodesh, Harein Kechulin, we look at it as Chulin. This is who? The Shita, which some held with Shita's Rav Yeshua, that there's no such institution as Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaKodesh. There's Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaTruma, but there's no such thing as Chulin Shenaso Al Tairus HaKodesh. The beer was Rashi explained in yesterday's daf, because it's so by Shriach that the Chachamim never even embraced the idea. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadik, no. Harehen Ketruma, we look at it as Truma, Letame Shnayim, Velifsoil Echad. We look at it as truma, that it could be metama two, and it could pass a one. The bottom line is that what do you see from this shita? You see from this shita that chulin shenaso al tairus hakodesh is looked at as truma. It's not looked at as regular kachem. So it can't go to the point where we're going to look at it as regular kachem. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yitzchak. So it's true you have a braisa the like Rabbi Yitzchak, but you also have a braisa like Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is b'machloikas shnuyas, machloikas hanam. Point is, you can't ask a kasha from a braisa because Rabbi Yitzchak has a tana d'misayei alei. Exhale. Suck the Gemara. We'll finish the daf, and then we'll speak out some ray. So the Mishnah discussed the halach. The end of the daf is light. Somebody shechted a chai behema anoy. So the Mishnah said two things. Number one, it's kosher. Number two, you don't have to worry about eating this meat now with tame hands. Because being that there's no dam, so the basar never became huchsher lekabel tumah. If the basar didn't become huchsher lekabel tumah, so there's no way for your dayan mesua voice to be metama the basar. Shimon Iber, Rav Shimon says, I disagree. Huchsher ubeshchita. You can't eat this. You know why? Because shchita in and of itself, the act of shchita, just like it makes food ro'i la'achila, shchita is also machsher food. And it puts it in a state where it could become tameh. And being that you did the shechita, whether there was dam or whether there was no dam, it's going to be huchshel lekabel tumah. So just a little bit of a background. Number one, what's this idea that food has to become wet in order for it to be huchshel lekabel tumah? It's the premise of Masechtas Machshir. It comes up in Shas all the time. So what's this idea that food needs to become wet in order to be huchshel lekabel tumah? It's based on the most fundamental principle of the laws of tumah v'tahara, a whole Masechta that's based on this Masechtas Kalin. A long and hard mesechta. Then that is that the only time something that can become tameh is if the thing is complete. So let's say you have a craftsman. He's in the middle of making a keli. And somewhere in the middle, a dead sheretz falls on top of it. The halach is mesechta's kelim 101. It can't become tameh. A thing cannot become tameh
until it's nigmar malachta, until it's complete. But if it's not complete yet, the halach is it doesn't become tameh. The reason food does not become tameh unless it's first wet is because it's assumed that until you wash the fruit, you wash the meat, until it becomes wet on some level, it's not nigmar malachta yet. As a result, it doesn't become hukshel lekabotum. That's the basic idea of mesachtes machshirim. Says Rav Shimon Alamdis in the Mishnah, that being that shechita is machshir food la'achila, it takes the behemoth from being eved menachah, where it's not an oichel, quote unquote. And now it makes it roi la'achila, where it is an oichel. So you see that the shechita has an ability to transform the status of this food and make it into an oichel. So if it can make it into an oichel with regards to me now being allowed to eat it and it no longer being one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach of eva menachai, so too it should give it the status of an oichel, that it should be a completed oichel that I should be able to eat. The topic of this morning's daf, we'll see a lot more about this tomorrow, but the topic of the end of the daf is going to be when Reb Shimon said that shechita itself is machshir, did he mean to say that the dam shechita, for some reason, does not have the ability to be machshir? Or, of course, dam has an ability to be machshir, but in our Mishnah, where there was no dam, it makes no difference, because at the end of the day, the shechita is l'may nafkemina. Let's say you have an orange, you have a fruit, you have an apple, and a little bit of dam shechita fell on the apple. Is that machshir the apple now? It makes it now roi lekabel tuma? The point is, Rav Shimon just said in our Mishnah, I don't need the dam because I have the shechita anyways. And there's like a migu. If the shechita makes it an oichel with regards to the laws of Eved Menachai, it makes it an oichel with regards to the laws of tuma v'tayr. But avada zok Rav Shimon, dam shechita is no different than any other mashka. And if water or something else, milk, would fall on top of food, it would be machshir lekabel tuma, then there's no reason that this dam shouldn't either. Or no, maybe Rav Shimon was saying two halachas. Maybe Rav Shimon was saying is that there's something unique about dam shechita that me'ez tam it doesn't have the ability to be machshir. But by the way, as it relates to this Mishnah, it has no bearing anyways. Because in our Mishnah, the shechita in and of itself has ability. And from here, the Gemara is going to digress and discuss different bloods of an animal, liba de Rav Shimon, all in this shayla as subcategories of this general discussion, whether they have an ability to be machshir or don't have an ability to be machshir. So, for example, what happens if an animal dies on its own? There was no shechita; it died by itself. It dropped dead. It's dam now. Does it have an ability to be machshir or not? What if the animal was wounded? What if an animal has a gunshot and now it's dead? So the question is the dam that comes from the animal, does it have an ability to be, or does it not have an ability? This is one of the Gemaras where you have to know the end before you learn the beginning. It's the only reason we're doing this. And we're going to see in the course of the Gemara, it's going to help, just so that we can go through the Gemara quickly, where the Gemara is going to bring two psukim, where it seems to be mefurish based on Drasha's Chazal, that there's an idea that dam of a behemoth should have the ability to be machshir. Number one, Bilam said in Parshas Balak, "V'dam chalolam yishta." He said, "Hey, nam kolavi yakum ukariyis nasal lo yishkevad yoichel teref." V'dam chalolam yishta. A dam of a chalol means an animal that was killed. It's dam yishta. Sounds like we're referring to it as a mashka. If we're referring to it as a mashka, then that's almost like a mefurish apasik that says that the dam of an animal that came about through a chalal, through a wound of some sort, where the animal died, certainly you should be able to drink it. Additionally, you have with regards to the parsha of Kisei Adam, the pasik says, Al ha'oretz tishbechenu kamayim, which would also seem to suggest, when do you do Kisei Adam? If you did shechita, albeit with a chayin and oi, but it had to be a shechita, which would seem to suggest that dam shechita also should be kim mayim, and just like mayim is machshir, so too this dam should be mayim. Either way, zok to gemara. Reb Shimon I'm hukshu b'shechita. Reb Shimon said it doesn't matter that there was no dam, because at the end of the day, the shechita itself is machshir. Amr Rav Asi said, I'm hoy Reb Shimon shechita say machshir is v'loy dam. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah was arguing on two halachas. He said, number one, I don't care that there's no dam because the shechita is machshir, and number two, even if there was dam, it wouldn't matter. Why? Because dam doesn't have an ability to be machshel. I think the Mishnah's mashman that way says the Gemara. Reb Shimon, Omer, hukshur b'shchita. My love, b'shchita v'loy b'dam. Isn't it mashma dafka b'shchita v'loy dam? It says loy af b'shchita. Mishnah, you have no right. Maybe Reb Shimon just said shchita also works. Not only shchita as opposed to dam, but maybe also shchita. Toshma from a brayso. Omer, Reb Shimon told the chachamim in a brayso, v'chi adam machshir. Oh, here it sounds clearly. What's Reb Shimon saying? Is dam machshir v'alu shchita machshir? Reb says, okay, come on. This doesn't. It's not either proof. Because maybe what he meant to say was v'chidam bilvad machshir is only dam machshir af shchita nami machshiris. Shchita is also machshir. So who cares that there's no dam? You're right. You don't have the dam being machshir the boss now and making it royal the kabbal tumah. But I have the shchita itself. Tashma third Reb Shimon Omer dam hamez einay machshir. And this is a mishnah in mesechtes machshirim, and it's Reb Shimon talking. Reb Shimon says the dam of an animal that died by itself, says Rashi, what's the halacha? It's not machsher. My love, hodam shechita machsher. It sounds like only if it died on its own, it's not machsher. But if there was a shechita, it is machsher. The Gemara says, loy, machsher. So the Gemara says, avodam shechita, hodam. Don't make a diyuk that dam shchita is machsher. You should make a diyuk that dam chalolim is machsher. That dam that came from an animal that was wounded. Why would you think it's different? It's again, if you know the end of the Gemara, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'dam chalolim yishda." But dam shchita may loy machsher. But dam shchita you're going to tell me is not machsher. Lishmi in dam shchita. Then the Mishnah and Reb Shimon should have said a bigger chiddush. He should have said that dam shchita is not machsher. The kolshkein dam ames. What's the kolshkein? Again, if you don't know the end of the Gemara, it's really hard to know what the kolshkin is. But we know the end of the Gemara because we spoke it out. The kolshkin is because dam shchita also you have a pasuk. So it's a bigger chiddush to say that dam shchita is not machsher than to say that dam ames is not machsher. So if really dam shchita is not machsher, Reb Shimon should have said that, that would have been the bigger chiddush. But the Gemara says, no, dam ames is shrichalei. It's not true. Although for dam shchita there's a pasuk, but dam ames is actually a bigger chiddush than dam shchita. So I would have thought that dam ames is very similar to dam. Chalolim, because Mali Kotli, Iyu Mali Kotli, Malachamavis. You have another Gemara, Malachamavis. What's the difference if he killed it, if it died by itself, or it died by the Malacha? Mothers, Kamash Malon, meaning you would have thought that Dam Ames is more similar to Dam Chalolim. Because Dam Ames and Dam Chalolim both didn't happen al yidei Shchita. Shchita's in a class of its own. But Dam Ames and Dam Chalolim, we have to revisit this in light of the Teres Chaim that we've spoken out before. But the point is that you would have thought that Dam Hames is more similar to Dam Chalolim. And Dam Chalolim, we know Reb Shimon holds, is Machsher. You would think Dam Hames is Machsher as well. Kamashma, Toshma, Reb Shimon, Oimen, Dam Magdafasa, Ene Machsher. What about the Dam of a Behema that came out through a wound? So Reb Shimon says, Mefurish is not Machsher. My love, Hodam Shchita Machsher. It sounds like only Dam Magdafasa is not Machsher. Dam Shchita is. The Gemara says, Loi, Hodam Chalolim. Machsher. It's the diak is not dam shchita. The diak is dam chalol. Avo dam shchita mai loy machsher. See, you tell me dam shchita is also not machsher. Which means dam shchita v'kolshin dam magafasai. Say dam shchita, and I would certainly know dam magafasai. Again, why is dam shchita a bigger chiddush? Because the pasuk that would seem to suggest that dam shchita is machsher. So if you want to tell me the biggest chiddush, Reb Shimon, tell me dam shchita is not machsher. So the Gemara says dam magafasai it's shrichalei. No, there's a special chiddush of dam magafasai. It's so good. I mean, I would have thought malikotli kula, malikotla palgo, because I would have thought that dam magafasai should be machsher because dam Magafas is very similar to Dam Chalolim. Dam Chalolim is somebody killed the animal. Dam Magafas, he just wounded the animal. It's a cutly palga, so to speak. And if Dam Chalolim is machsher, then Dam Magafas should be machsher as well. That's why we went ahead and we said this chiddush, says the Gemara. One thing was clear from this whole shmooze, that Dam Chalolim, according to Reb Shimon, is for sure machsher. We're discussing Dam Shchita. We have a Mishnah, Dam Ames, Dam Magafas is not machsher. We have a debate, Dam Shchita. But Dam Chalolim for sure, according to Reb Shimon, is machsher. Why is Dam Chalolim on a pedestal? What's the difference if the animal died this way or that way? At the end of the day, why is Dam Chalolim? So the Gemara says the Chsim, V'dam Chalolim Yishta. Because Bilam said Dam Chalolim Yishta, he referred to it as a mashka. Dam Shchita, Nami, Freit, the Gemara, Chsim, Aloris, Nishbachanu, Kamai. Okay, at the end of the day, this was the basis of all the Havaminas in the previous Gemara. But there's a pasuk that would seem to imply that Dam Shchita, in the context of Kisui Adam, where there was a Kasher Shchita, it's Kamayim. So the Gemara says, that pasuk is coming to teach me something else. Not Kamayim, that just like Mayim is Machsher, so too this Dam is Machsher, but rather, Hula Mishrei Daman, the Psulei HaMikdashim Ba'anohudas. It's coming to say that the Dam of Psulei HaMikdashim, look at the context of that pasuk, the context is Kachim that has a mum, but the point is that it's asa bahanaha, so that it's muta bahanaha. Meaning, you would have thought that it should be asa bahanaha. Why? Because psuli hamikdashim, even after you poide them, still has certain isurim. On some level, you still have to treat it like kachim. It's asa begizah, you're not allowed to share its wool, you're not allowed to work with it. So I would have thought, damal ubayi kfura, that maybe the dam should require kfura as well. Kamash malan, that dam of psuli hamikdashim is mutter. That's the emphasis of Allah Aris Tishbechenu Kamayim, but it's not coming to teach you that it's Kamayim, that it's going to be Mashal. One final Gemara, Tondot Ve'er Bishmol, V'dam Chalolim Yishte, Prat. The dam chiluach she'ene machsher es hazrom. The dam that squirts out immediately after you do the shchita, that's the Tondot Ve'er Bishmol, that is not going to have the ability to be machshel lekabel tuma. Bottom line is, in the Mishnah it's mavur that dam shchita is machshel lekabel tuma. That's the whole Mishnah. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, it doesn't matter if there was dam shchita, no dam shchita. You have shchita. The question is, Rav Shimon arguing to Tanakama on two levels or only on one level? He's just coming to say that even if there's no dam shchita, basar is always hokshul lekabel tumah because the shchita itself is machshir. Or he's saying two things. Number one, you don't need dam because the shchita is machshir. And by the way, the dam is not machshir. And that was the debate in the Gemara. And the Gemara said there's a whole bunch of Rav Shimons that we do know. We know Rav Shimon holds that dam of a behemoth that dies of itself is not machshir. Dam of a behemoth that's wounded is not machshir. Dam of a behemoth that's killed is machshir. Dam shchita, that seemed to be a shaila. The Gemara brought a memory for Rav Asi. The Gemara tried bringing rayas this way, that way. At the end of the day, that's where everything leads off. Exhale. So, just to speak out a little bit of raid, it's been almost 2 days. So, just to speak out a little bit of raid, I think it's kedai to go back to a Gemara that we learned on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. We mentioned at the time that it's a very Yesoidi Gemara. At the time, it was a real Lamdish. Maybe hard Gemara, but now that we've gone through it a little bit, it should be a little bit lighter. And just to speak out some important rate, and that is, the Gemara brought a memory from Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon said that what happens if a sheichet shechted the kana, and after he shechted the kana of the animal, the trachea of the animal, nikva hareya, there was a hole in the lung, a hole that would render the animal a trefa. So Reish Lakish said that loch is kshera. And even though a nekim in the ray technically makes it a trefa, but once you shech the kana, at that point, it's not going to be an issue. And there was machlokes in the Gemara, Rava and Rav Zeira had to understand Shitas Reish Lakish, but the svara that seemed to come out as the reigning svara was that Reish Lakish holds, that being that the lungs are attached to the kana, as soon as you shech the kana, the aver of the kana and everything attached to it is kiman de mancha bedikula damya. As if it's sitting in a basket. If it's sitting in a basket, it's not in the animal anymore. What happens if the lungs are sitting on a table, a wolf goes over it, sticks its teeth into it, and gives it a neck? Of course it doesn't become a trefa. An animal can only become a trefa if the wound took place while the aver was still inside the animal. Once you shech the kana and everything attached to it is not in the animal anymore. It's command the mancha b'dekula dam. As a result, it can't become a trefa. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, let's take this a step further. And that is, after sheichet does a proper shechita, he shecht the kana and he shecht the veshet. At that point, the metzias is the animal still alive. It's still mefarcheses. However, the kana and the veshet, being that those two evarim were already severed, they should be command mancha b'dikula damya. If that's the case, we have a little bit of an issue. Says the Gemara, how are you ever allowed to eat the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines of an animal? The intestines of an animal are attached to the esophagus of the animal. If that's the case, they're part and parcel of the veshet. Once you shech the kana and the veshet, the kana and the veshet are command mancha b'dikula damya. Them and the reya and the b'nei me'ayim, everything attached to it. If that's the case, that they're considered detached from the animal, oh, and the animal's still alive, it's still mifarcheses for a few seconds, that means essentially you remove the evarim of the animal while the animal was alive. That's evar menachai. Evar menachai is also even to a benoyach. So the Gemara says, how you let eat it? So the Gemara says, you have to say, that although it's true, technically, the b'nei me'ayim of the animal, it's focused on the b'nei me'ayim, are evar menachai. But at the same time, being that it had a kosher shchita, doesn't bother me. Because our definition of what's Eva Menachai and not Eva Menachai is not was the animal alive or dead, but rather was there a shechita or not a shechita. And if you could have a Hechet Timso where something is Eva Menachai, but there was a kosher shechita, such as a Ben Pekua or this Gemara right here, at the end of the day, it's going to be Motu Bachil. So the Svar of Kaman the Mancha with the Kula Damya says that you're allowed to eat the B'nei Me'ayim despite the fact that in the world of Lundis, the B'nei Me'ayim were removed from the animal while the animal was still alive based on Reish Lakish's Svar of Kaman the Mancha with the Kula Damya. But the Gemara says that all works for a Yid. Because the Yid has a mitzvah shechita, thus his Eva Menachai is totally in whether there was shechita or not. But a Benoyach who doesn't have a mitzvah shechita, so it's lad b'shechita talya milsa el benachir talya milsa. And a Benoyach has a mitzvah Eva Menachai. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. If that's the case, a Benoyach shouldn't be able to eat from the b'nei miyach. The Gemara says, you're right. In theory, maybe that should be the case. Stating that, the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because mi'ikam midi, is there such a thing in the world, til Yisrael shari, that something's going to be mutter for a Yid, and it's going to be aser for a ben noyach, and based on that, the Gemara said it's a machloikis. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said that a ben noyach is not allowed to eat from the bnei meayin. Stating that, the Gemara brought a brayser. A papa wanted to ask the kasha, didn't ask the kasha. But the bottom line is the Gemara brought a shiloh whether a ben noyach is allowed to eat the bnei meayin of a kosher animal What would be the svara? No, because it's Eivor Menachai. What would be the svara? Yeah, because being that a Yid is allowed to eat it, that it should come out that maybe a guy should be able to eat it as well. So when we went through this together on Sunday, we spoke out that Achrayim say that the whole shaila of whether a guy should be able to or shouldn't be able to is only when Yid is allowed to. But let's say Yid is not allowed to eat it, then of course a guy wouldn't be allowed to eat it. The problem then is that in the shlachtoises where you do shchitas, but sometimes the shchitas is possible because of a technicality, so you have the metzias of commander mancha b'dikula damya, because you killed the animal via the shchita. First you severed the simanim, the animal was still mefracheses before it died, but it never became mutter to the yid. So as a result, there should be also two guys. How are you allowed to go ahead and shecht and sell all the nevels and treifas to the non-Jews? L'chari, you're selling them even menachai. Unbelievable. That was the shayl's problem in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer and Yerideh Sim and Yotes, and we already went through all that. But I'll tell you a Dover Chadash and Behektim of Gemara in Mesechtes Menachis, Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, Gemara that we learned together. The Gemara over there was discussing different psukim in Yecheskel that the Chachamim thought were a little bit troubling because it seemed to contradict psukim in the Torah. Says the Gemara as follows. Yecheskel Anavi said, V'chol Nevela Utrefa Mina oif, this is fast. Umina behema, lo yoichlu akoyan. Yecheskel said that the chol nevela utrefa, mina oif, umina behema, lo yoichlu. A koyan is not allowed to eat nevela utrefa. Says the Gemara, koyanim udo lo yoichlu. Ho yisrael achli. What, only a koyan's not allowed to eat nevelas and trefas? But if you're not a koyan, so you can't get the first aliyah, you can't duchen, and oh, by the way, you're allowed to eat nevelas and trefas. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochan said, this pasuk is so troubling. Kai miyuchas. Parsha as well, yo, asa the darsha. No, we're going to have to wait for Aliyah and Navi to explain this pasuk. Ravina says, no, I'm going to explain to you the pasuk. Ready. It's a special chiddush in koyin. So good, I would have thought. Hoyv ishri malika legabayu. Being that a koyin's allowed to eat a chatas oif. Chatas oif never has shchita. All it has is malika. So you would have thought tishri nami nevelo treifa. Every time that a koyin eats from an animal that had malika, it was a treifa. It was an avela, and still a coin's allowed to eat it. So it sounds maybe from the parish of malika as if the laws of nevelo treifa were never said, as if the laws of Nevelo Trefa were never said with regards to Kayanim. So there would have been a Havamina that a Kayan is allowed to eat Nevelo Trefa. Kamash Milan, that's why Yecheskel HaNavi had to come. And Yecheskel HaNavi said, V'chol Nevelo Trefa, Min Ha'oifu, Min Ha'behemo, Lo Yoichlu HaKayanim, even the Kayanim. About the Yid's not allowed to eat Nevelo Trefa, it's Pesukim in the Torah. But there would have been a Havamina that a Kayan, yeah, how could you have a Havamina of Kayan's allowed to eat Nevelo Trefa? Because you see from the Parsha Malika, that means without the Pasuk in Yecheskel, right? The Gemara says, Mekamed da Osir Yecheskel. Before Yecheskel, there would have been Azah Havamina, that a Koyin is allowed to eat Nevelo Trefa. So I saw a Kushi in the floor. It's in the Shailos Tshuvas Bris Avram. So who was the Shailos Tshuvas Bris Avram? It was Rabbi Avram Tzvi Hersh Pitsnovsky. He was a Gadol who lived in the 18th century. He was a contemporary of the Noidim Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer, Reb Kiveger. And in his later years, he became a Talmud of the Chayzim Alabli. But either way, freaked the Shailos Tshuvas Bris Avram, a Gevaldige kasha. According to this Havamina in the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, before the Pasuk in Yecheskel, you would have thought that maybe a guy is a lady in a veil of treif. If that's a kohen is a lady in a veil of treif. If that's the case, that means a kohen doesn't have mitzvah shechita. If he doesn't have mitzvah shechita, it's pasha that he has the isra of Eivim and Achai, so it's going to come out that he's like a guy. That it's lav b'shechita talya milsa. If that's the case, just based on the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, it should come out that a Koyein would not be able to eat the B'nei Me'ayim. Because being that he doesn't have Shechita, it's Tali and Nechira, he does have Eva Menachai, if that's the case, he should never be able to eat the B'nei Me'ayim. Just like the Gemara said, a Goy is not allowed to eat a B'nei Me'ayim, a Koyin would also not be allowed to eat the B'nei Me'ayim. You know what the problem is? It's a Pasuk in the Torah that a Koyin is allowed to eat the B'nei Me'ayim. The Pasuk says, V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-koyhanim, me'esam me'ezoif chei ha-zevach. So we know the word Chof Dalin Matnes Kuhuna. So most of the Matnes Kuhuna deal with Truma and Kachim and Meiser, but there's Matnes Kuhuna that related to Chulin as well. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Perik Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel. V'zeh yeh mishpat ha-koyhanim, me'esam me'ezoif chei ha-zevach. Im Shorim seh, v'nosan la-koyin, hazroya v'halochayim v'hakeva. Every single shaykhid has to take the zraya, he has to take the lechaim, he has to take the keva, he has to give it to the kaya. What's the keva? It's the stomach. It's part of the intestines. If that's the case, it's a mefurish apostle in the Torah that the Kohen's allowed to eat the Bnei Me'ayin. How could there have been a Havamina, Freik de Brisavra, that a Kohen doesn't have mitzvah shechita, that he's allowed to eat Nevelos Atreifis? If he was allowed to eat Nevelos Atreifis, he wouldn't be able to eat the Bnei Me'ayin. That's the cheshbon that comes out of Chulun Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. If that's the case, how in the world are you allowed to give him the keva, a bomb kasha? I'll tell you another kasha that I found. That is a kasha from the Imre Bina. I saw this in the Chavatzelos Hasharim and Parsha Shoiftim. He says, we know that a goy is not allowed to shecht. Hakol shechten u'shchitasa ikshera, chutz mishcheret shoyte v'katan, v'kulon. But we know that the Gemara comes out, it's a Mishnah later, that shchitas oivdei keichavim is nevelo. A goy is not allowed to shecht. Tosfos says in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, why is a goy not allowed to shecht? Because he doesn't need shchita. And he's not a bar, only someone that has the halacha of izavachta v'yachalta is considered a bar zvicha. But if you don't have the shecht in order for you to be able to eat, you don't have izavachta v'yachalta, then you're not a bar zvicha. If you're not a bar zvicha, you're not allowed to shecht. Which means, says the Rebina, that in that Havamina of the Gemara, without the Paschal Yecheskel, you would have thought that a goy is allowed to eat in the Veils of Travis. He could eat from Malika, that he could eat in the Veils of Travis as well. If that's the case, the coin's mamash like a guy. He's not a bar zvicha. He doesn't need shechita. If he doesn't need shechita, he shouldn't be allowed to shecht. Is it possible to say that a coin's not allowed to shecht? The Pasuk says that a Harana Koyin on Yom Kippur had to do all the avodah, and it says he even had a shecht his par, even though shechita avodah, but he had a shecht his par. You see clearly, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Kohen had a shecht a par aduma. You see shechita by a kohen, even though there's a zayah that a kohen's not supposed to shecht, shechita avodah, all the rabbis spoke about when we learn about shechtas menachos. But you, in Zvach, but you cannot say that a kohen is not allowed to shecht, because it's spoken in the Torah that a kohen is allowed to shecht. If that's the case, how could that have been a havamin in Gemara shechtas menachos? That you needed Yecheskel to be megalatos, that the parsha in the Veils of Travis relates to a guy, there could have been no havamin. I mean that the parish in the Veils of Javis does not relate to a guy. Because if it doesn't relate to a guy, then it would come out to a kayim. Because if it doesn't relate to a kayim, it would come out that a kayim is not a bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, he wouldn't be allowed to shech. And we know this psukkim in the Torah that a kayim is allowed to shech. So two kashas. Again, the Gemara said that there would have been a havamina without a pasuk in Yecheskel that a kayim is maybe not mitzvah in the laws of Nevelo and Treifa. Why would you think it? Because if he could eat a chatas oif, which is technically a Nevelo and Treifa, all it had was malika. So you see that he's not muzer in the parsha of Nevelo and Treifa. That's why Yecheskel had to say that the kayhanim are not allowed to eat Nevelos and Treifas. Because without that pasuk, there would have been a havamina. Freik the Shailos Teshuvas Bris Avram and Freik the Imre Bina, two bomb kashas based on psukim in the Torah. The Bris Avram asked this kasha based on a pasuk in Parshas Shoiftim, where the pasuk says very, very clearly that you're supposed to take the zroya, the lechayim, and the keva, you give it to the kohen. What's the kohen going to do with the keva? He's going to eat the keva. So if he's going to eat the keva, it's the bnei me'ayin. If he's not muzer in the laws of shechita, if he's allowed to eat nevel and treifa, then he's like a ben noach. A ben noach is not allowed to eat the bnei me'ayin. Chulun daf lamed gimel amud aleph. So how in the world can you give the keva to the kohen? So that pasuk is a hechruch that he is muzer in the laws of shechita, of nevelos and treifas. Thus, he's allowed to eat the bnei me'ayin just like any other is allowed to eat the bnei me'ayin. Rebina's kasha was from the fact that we find in Kachin that a Kayan could shecht. The pasuk says v'shachad aharon. Aharon should do the shechita on his par. He should shecht his par. If he a Kayan would not have the laws of Nevelos Atreifas, then he would be like a guy with a Mishnah says shechitas oivik kechav nevelo. Who wouldn't be allowed to shecht? So how's he allowed to go ahead and allowed to shecht Kachim? Elamai, it's a raya that he does have the laws of Nevelos Atreifas. Again, why do I need the pasuk in Yecheskel to tell me that Kayen has the laws of Nevelo Treifa? I know it from the parsha of Zroel Lechaim and Keva in parsha Shoiftim, and I know it from the fact that a Koyen is allowed to do Shechita, which is a Pasik in parsha's Achrivois. So the Chavetzal Sasharim says a beautiful teretz. This is an Arichos. We'll just say one teretz and we'll end with this. And that is, he says, based on the Yisoid of the Prima Gadol. We've spoken that many times, that there's a Machloikis Rishayim. Is Shechita a mitzvah? Or a shechita not a mitzvah. So you have the Rambam Perek Alef Halacha Alef Halacha Shechita, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Kuf Mem Vav, you have the Chinuch in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Tof Nun Aleph that all say that shechita schulin is a mitzvah. Mitzad Sheni, you have the Ramban in his Asogus in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shairish Rishayim, you have the Ramban in his Pirosh HaTorah in Parshas Bereshis, and there are other Rishayim as well that say that shechita schulin is not a mitzvah. Says the Prima Gadim, a beautiful Chiddush. On the Tzad, that shechita schulin is a mitzvah. What's the makar? But it has to say somewhere in the Torah that it's a mitzvah. So he says it's pashat. The makar is parshas re'eh, devarim yud beis chaf aleph, ki yirchak mimcha mokem hashi yivcha Hashem lekechel lasem shmoy sham, vizavachta mipkarcho mitzayin chashem, nasan Hashem lecha, kashetzivis. The pasuk says, vizavachta mipkarcho mitzayin chashem. Does that vizavachta mean it's a mitzvah essay deiraisa, or does it not mean that it's a mitzvah essay deiraisa? And that's the shaila. Vizavachta mipkarcha mitzoncha. Is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? The Rambam and those Rishonim held that it's a mitzvah. Other Rishonim held that it's not a mitzvah. Says the Prima God. Yeah. Listen to this. What's the pasuk? Vizavachta mipkarcha umitzoncha. The pasuk's clearly talking about bakar and tzayin, as opposed to what? As opposed to oifus. This is the mandama that holds yeshchitul oif manatayra. But even according to that mandama, says the Prima Gadin, even though those rishonim that hold that shchit is a mitzvah, there's going to be no mitzvah to shecht an oif. Because the makar to the mitzvah is this pasuk, v'zavachta mitkarcha mitzaincha. And being that it says bakar mitzayin, which is behemois, and it doesn't say oifus, therefore, even if you hold yeshchitul oif manatayra, there's going to be no mitzvah to shecht an oif. There's going to be no mitzvah to shecht an oif manatayra. As Zoyzok, Kvega argues, other Achreinim argue, but that's the Chiddush of the Prima Gadol, that even the Rishonim that hold that Shechita is a mitzvah, but it's only going to be a mitzvah by Bakar Mitzayin, because that's the Pasuk, V'zavachta Mipkarcha Mitzayincha. But as it relates to Eif, it's not going to be a mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim HaSharon, a beautiful cheshbon. It comes out that if a person eats Nevelos HaTreifas of a behema, it's different than if a person eats Nevelos HaTreifa of an oif. According to Mandama that holds that Shechita is a mitzvah. If a person eats Nevelo and Treifa of a behema, what's he oiver? He's oiver Nevelo. He's oiver Treifa. He was also Mavatal mitzvah Tasei Deiraisa. What's the mitzvah he was Mavatal? He was Mavatal the mitzvah of Shechita. So he did many Averis. Nevelo, Treifa, he was Mavatal the mitzvah of his Avachta. If a person eats Nevelo and Treifa of an oif, he was over the Isna Nevelo Treifa, but he was never Mevatal a mitzvah of Zvicha, because there is no mitzvah of Zvicha. If that's the case, even in the Havamina of the Gemara Menachis, Daf Memheim and Aleph, where the Gemara thought that from the Parsha of Malika, there's a Hoychacha that a Kohen maybe is allowed to eat Nevelo Treifa. Elochabai Elochidushai. What would you have a Hoychacha? That he's allowed to eat an oif of Nevelo Treifa. But you wouldn't be able to prove from there that he's allowed to eat a behema that's a Nevelo Treifa. Why? Because what's your raya? He's allowed to eat an oif. Okay, so you see from there, there's no Nevelo, there's no Treifa. But when it comes to a behema, there's another thing you have to take into consideration. A pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, v'zavachta mipkarcha mitzoncha. How do you know a Kohen doesn't have that? What? Because he's allowed to eat a chatas oif? Chatas oif anyways doesn't have a mitzvah of zavachta mipkarcha mitzoncha. Because oif is, even if you hold yeshchit life in a Torah, but there's certainly no mitzvah to go ahead and shechta. As I say to Prima Gadim. So if that's the case, even in that havamin of the Gemara, Menachis Daf Mamheim and Aleph, it would come out that a Kohen doesn't have the laws of Nevelo Treifa as it relates to a knife. But you have no raya that he doesn't have the laws of Nevelo Treifa as it relates to Behema. If that's the case, you would have to say that he has the halachas of Nevelo and Treifa even as it relates, he has it as it relates to a Behema. The whole havamin where you needed the pasuk in Yecheskel was to clarify as it relates to oif, but you didn't need it as it relates to behema, because as it relates to behema, you never had a havamina. That means even in that havamina, of course a kohen has the halachas of Nevelo Treifa. If that's the case, he's a bar zvicha. If that's the case, he's subject to the laws of shechita. If that's the case, he's allowed to eat the bnei meayim. If that's the case, he's allowed to do shechita. The whole havamina was on the oif level. We're not discussing an oif. We're just chulin daflam and gimel amav discussing a behema. You shechted the kohen and the veshet. That's what we're discussing. The fact that you give the Zroya and the Lechayim to the Kohen. What is that talking about? When do you give him the Zroya and the Lechayim and the Kevo? We're not dealing with oifis. We're dealing with behemis. What's Aharon HaKohen going to shech? He's going to shech this par. On the par level, on the behema level, of course a Kohen is Muzer Nevelo Treifa. Because at the very least, even if he doesn't have the Lav in Nevelo Treifa, he has the Mizavachta Mipkarcha Mitzaincha. As a result, he's definitely going to be a Bar Zvicha. The whole Shaila was whether we should look at him as a bar zvicha as it relates to oifas, that has nothing to do with the sugya and chulin, and has nothing to do with shchitas hapar.